Do you believe in ghosts?
Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are, whenever you are. This is Ghost Stories, the podcast. I am Tyler, and back sooner than usual. Normally there'd be a 2-week break, and now we're on with the episodes every week, which is really exciting. I'm looking forward to seeing how this impacts our listenership, reviews and subscriptions, all those. So if you do enjoy this, make sure to click that subscribe button, make sure to tune into the episodes and let us know by dropping a review as well. But there's enough of that. We can talk more later about the things you could do to help out the podcast. For now, I want to jump straight down to business with this week's story, and it's been sent in. It's a second story we've had from our youngest storyteller on Ghost Stories the podcast, named Zach, 13 years old last I checked, all the way in Australia. Zach, if you have had a birthday since you sent your last episode, I apologize. 13, 14, around that age anyways. And yeah, his dad sent in the second story he wrote. Now the first one, if you are interested, after you listen to this, you go back and check it out. It's called Hush. So that was episode 10. But this one, Zach has told us a story of someone's experience at a hotel. Now, I know, personally, whenever I go to a hotel or a new place, I'm not the best sleeper, especially when I'm somewhere unusual with different sounds, different lighting conditions. In fact, I've had some spooky experiences in hotels, such as, I don't know if you've ever fallen asleep somewhere different. You wake up and you expect to be in your own room, and lo and behold, you're in a hotel, and that can be quite jarring. Nothing along those lines happened in this, but I don't want to give it away because this is quite terrifying. If this is based in fact, well, oh boy, I hope it's not. It's a pretty scary story, but you never know with these things, and you'll be able to vote afterwards as usual. So yeah, I'll leave it at that for now. I hope you enjoy the story. Thanks again, Zach, for sending it in. This is Related. I checked into the hotel around 1 in the morning. I'd been driving for about 6 hours or so, and I was in desperate need for a place to stop for the night. You see, I was going to see my grandmother. She was in her early 80s and was extremely sick. I have to say, when I arrived at the hotel, the receptionist seemed a little weird. His name tag said Bill Bly, and he didn't really speak until telling me my room, number 9, after which he let out a small giggle. Now, I don't know what he meant by this laugh, but he had no emotion in his eyes. In fact, he was so emotionless, he gave almost the air of someone dead in a coffin. It made my hair stand on end. I could not explain it, but the weirdest thing is that when I grabbed the keys from his hand, he whispered under his breath, "Macbeth." Having been thoroughly creeped out, I turned and left without haste, walking faster and faster until that walk turned into a stunted jog, which I did until I arrived at my room. I opened the door and slammed it shut. Something was wrong. Something was very, very wrong. I can't explain how I knew, I just felt it. "Okay, 2 nights and that's it," I said to myself. I put the bags down on the couch and turned on the TV. The next morning, I woke up with a horrible pain on my back. I vaguely remembered feeling the pain during my sleep, but this was much, much worse. I slowly stumbled over to the bathroom, the pain growing worse and worse by the second. In fact, it got so horribly bad, I got to a point where I had to pick up the phone and call an ambulance. The next thing I knew, I blacked out. I woke up a few hours later on the hospital bed. A doctor walked into the room and said to me the reason I'd been in so much pain was because my back had been burnt. Then, what seemed to be carved by something like a knife. What? I said in shock. The doctor paused for a moment and got me to stand up. He helped me hobble to the mirror. I looked over my shoulder and was instantly sick seeing it. My back was black, red, and burnt. Scabs all over. Scratch marks. I couldn't explain it. But that's not what disturbed me the most. The word Macbeth was cut messily into my right shoulder blade. Instantly I thought of the receptionist, Bill Bly. They released me around 3 p.m. and I went back to my room with a massive sense of apprehension. It had been destroyed, completely turned over. I immediately ran around the apartment to see if who had ever broken and stolen anything, but I noticed nothing removed. Then I walked back to the door and tried to open it, but it wouldn't budge. I yelled and I kept trying at the door, prying and prying as hard as I could, till I got so tired and exhausted from it I couldn't move anymore. I tried everything. I even slammed a chair against it, but the door kept still as if it was made of the hardest steel you can imagine. I was trapped, hot and thirsty, yet cold and shivering at the same time. It was strange how I was experiencing three different temperatures and feelings in one place. I was panicking. Then I heard the shower turn on, then the sink, then the bath. I grabbed the hardest, bluntest object I could find. Cautiously, I walked towards the bathroom door and slowly opened it. It made a soft creaking noise as I pulled it to. Then the light started to flicker. Every ounce of my body was screaming for me to get the hell out of there. But I could not. Whatever was in there made me feel compelled to open the door. But as I was about to, I began to hear a scratching noise coming from behind me. I turned around and scrawled across the wall in giant letters. Seemingly left there with a very sharp object was the word Macbeth. I ran back to the door with my car keys and tried with all my might to open it, and finally I did. I ran down the stairs and straight to reception. This time it was an elderly woman. Clearly startled by my panic-stricken nature, I told her that a man called Bill Bly was pulling some sort of sick prank on me and that I did not like it. "What are you talking about?" she said. I told her what happened from my arrival to the injuries I sustained to being stuck in that room. He was tormenting me and would not stop. But her reply, it made my heart skip several beats. Bill Bly was a notorious serial killer who checked into this hotel in 1924. He was put into the electric chair in 1936, sir. Are you sure you're all right? I didn't answer, I just bolted straight out the door. As I hightailed down the street, I looked back at the hotel. There he was, Bill, standing in the window of my apartment, waving with a grin across his face. Despite the state I was in, I realized I had to go visit my grandmother, who was now in hospital. I arrived some time later and looked down at her, knowing she didn't have much time left, and I was the only one there. Sadly, my family couldn't make it due to being on a European holiday and having no way to get back in time. I was going to call them, but in my panic, I left my phone in the hotel. I was about to leave because I couldn't bear to see her pass in front of me, as terrible as it may seem. I got up, and I began to go for the door. Before I could go anywhere, I heard a raspy whisper behind me. I rushed back over and held her hand. She looked at me and spoke. Your grandfather. He was a great man. I just wish he was here now. I'm sure he was, but I never knew anything about him. In fact, my family never spoke of the man. It was highly unusual and a subject best not to raise. I knew this much, but I decided to take my opportunity and ask who he was, thinking maybe I could look him up later. Oh, he was delightful. His favorite play was Macbeth, and he worked at a local hotel. Bill. Bill was his name. Then she let out a small chuckle. I gasped and stepped back. Am I related to a killer? No, definitely not. Upon leaving, I tried to open the door, but it would not budge. I tried over and over, but no use. I started to feel hot, then thirsty, then started shivering. I slowly turned around to face my grandmother, her face twisted into a wicked grin. Everything went black except for her. She was the only thing I could see. A feeling of nausea overtook me, and I wanted to puke. Grandma looked at me with a face of blazing anger. Her eyes turned black, and ash started to pour forth from her nose, almost like a dragon in rage. It was a sight I would never forget. But I snapped out of it, as if I woke up from a dream. Still at the hospital, I looked down at her and heard her raspy, whispering voice. Then she spoke her last word. Macbeth. Well, thank you, Zach, again for sending that in. And like I said earlier, I really hope that's not based in fact, because that was quite a terrifying tale. But let us know what you think, listeners. Make sure to jump over to our Facebook page or go over to Patreon, where you can vote there as well. You don't need to be a paid subscriber to interact, but you will need an account. And let us know if you think Related was based in fact or a pure work of fiction. And if you're enjoying having more regular content, this is something I am piloting for the next couple months until I go back to work full time, because I'm just in a privileged position to be able to push it a bit more for you all. And you know, this is largely a hobby, but I would like to make it a bit more one day. So if you do enjoy it, make sure to let me know. You could do so, message us through Facebook, drop a subscribe, a like of the podcast, and make sure to leave a review, whichever platform you listen on, if it allows you to do so. Finally, if you want to go that extra mile, you know, listening is amazing, but if you want to do that extra bit to support us, you can jump over to Patreon. Now, we have a goal of 350 patrons. When we hit that, this will become not only weekly guaranteed, but with longer episodes, a few stories every week, which is quite an enticing prospect, I'm sure, for you all. So you can go there. We have two tiers. There's a $1 tier, $5 tier. We are bringing out some special incentives for the $5 tiers, and that will give you early access to episodes. We're going to start putting exclusive content there, and at $5, we're going to put exclusive merch as well. Actually, I believe I need to double check that if you do $5, you might be able to get a sticker of the logo. I should know this off the top of my head, but I've not got it in front of me, so it's hard for me to check. But anywho, just go to Patreon, search for Ghost Stories the Podcast if you're interested. And to all our Patreon listeners, thank you so much for your support. You've got us to this point, and I'm really now pushing on to the next level. I think that's all for this week. Zach, thank you again for sending it in. We'll be back in 7 days' time. How exciting is that? I've not been able to say that many times before. So make sure to take care of yourselves. Be safe. Don't stop sending us those stories, because they're all fantastic. And the main thing is, though, don't stop asking.
Do you believe in ghosts?